The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. And lay it all down again. To hear you say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else will do.
Good day. The Almighty Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. If you die as an unbeliever, your spirit will live for a very long time as a disembodied ancestor spirit or demon. The Creator has said regarding unbelievers, "Why would I want someone to spend eternity with me when they do not believe I exist?" So if you're living life and you don't believe and you think that something pleasant is going to happen when you die, think again. You could end up in your coffin for a very long time. You could end up in the crematorium oven for a very long time. Or you could end up haunting a family member or friend and realizing that they're making the same mistakes that you made. So not a place that people want to be. If you die as a believer without any form of relationship with the Creator, you will end up in the outer darkness, a cold, black, terrible place, with weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, a trash heap of heaven. Father said concerning such believers, "Why would I want someone to be close to me in heaven, which inherently means I will give them great prestige and authority, if they do not have a deep personal relationship with me and have not proven to me that they can be trusted in this life?" So again, if you've at some point decided that there is a Creator, that He is real, but you've carried on living your life as though He doesn't exist, you're going to be in for a nasty shock. On the other hand, if you make a real effort to seek relationship with the Almighty, the rewards in the life to come are huge. A glorious resurrected body, great prestige, great authority, and a permanent close relationship with the Creator and with Yeshua, who you may know as Jesus. To put all of this in context, the Almighty has said, "I created human beings, this planet and this universe, for men and women to be my friends, my companions, to explore and learn and develop together. My greatest grief is that almost no person understands this, let alone seek such a relationship with me." Today's program is Important Insights from Yah, Part 1. Overview of the program. This broadcast shares a diversity of verbatim quotes of words spoken to me by the Creator in just over a week in the beginning of August 2014. These quotes address a number of challenging issues and also challenge you to seek to hear Father Yah that clearly and become His spokesperson. Finally, we examine some questions relating to your relationship with the Almighty Creator. Introduction. Who am I? James Robertson. I have a doctorate in engineering and I'm a strategic management consultant. I have 27 years' experience of actively seeking to draw close to the Almighty following a dramatic encounter with Him on the 12th of March 1993 when He spoke to me audibly in a locked room and I knew for certain that He was real. I was confirmed in the Anglican Church at the age of 13 and served as an altar boy for a number of years from the age of 19. Eventually, married to an unbeliever, I became disenchanted with the hypocrisy in the church and backslid to a point where I was not even sure the Almighty existed. In this backslidden state, I embarked on an adulterous affair, which when it ended, left me desperate and suicidal. It was then that the Almighty spoke to me and I realized that my intellect had gotten me into a right mess and chose to serve Him faithfully for the rest of my life. In doing this, I applied my deep-seated aversion to failure, born out of an accident in early childhood, coupled to my engineering training of rigor and preventing failure, to my seeking of knowledge about Father. This journey led to numerous supernatural experiences, prayers answered, and clear communication with the Creator that forms the basis for what I teach in these programs. What is End Time Issue Ministries? It's the organizational vehicle for delivering my message through email, articles, websites, this radio program, and physical books. What is this program? The Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you. It represents the essence of my message. See the website www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. It's www.endtimeissueministries.org for more information. See also www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and podcasts to listen to previous broadcasts. That's www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Questions from last week's program. Philip asked, if we know all about the evil, why do we still fall to its level at times? Philip, the average person does not know all about the evil. In fact, the average person knows almost nothing about the truth of the Almighty. It's taken me 27 years of seeking to get to a place where I say with some confidence that I have a lot of truth and not too much error left. But I'm not going to stick my neck out and say to you that I'm completely free of error. It's a journey, it's a battle, and it takes time, but it is possible. And if you go to my website, there's a huge amount of information there that will help you to seek truth rapidly. Levi asked, do you feel you've made up for your indiscretions? Absolutely. I repented, I was forgiven, moved on. Seth, how can you be forgiven if you leave a relationship that was with a non... Seth, you just ask Father for permission to divorce. He gives you the permission to divorce. There's nothing to be forgiven. If you were a believer at the time you married the unbeliever, then you need to ask for forgiveness for marrying an unbeliever. Mary asked, wait, so you married after the first marriage and divorced since then as well? Yes, Mary. I've been betrayed by a number of women and divorced a number of women. Missy asked, are we faulted when we go off track and do wrong with the help of a demon? Missy, absolutely. You're accountable for everything that you do. So if you listen to a demon and obey the demon and do what the demon's telling you to do, you're held accountable for that. You need to recognize your sin, confess your sin, repent of your sin, turn around, get rid of the demon. Jim said, wait, so we're not to worship? Jim, no, definitely not. I didn't say that. You should worship constantly, continuously, every possible opportunity. I worship for 2 hours every Sabbath, every Saturday, and I listen to worship music all the time that I'm awake, except when I'm in conversation with others. Kaylee asked, you're saying we need to know our truth. Kaylee, absolutely. Part of getting to know the Almighty is getting to know all truth, and that's a journey. Jean said, did you say this information can be found on a website? Jean, absolutely. EndTimeIssueMinistries.org. That's www.endtimeissueministries, all one word, .org. There's about 1,000 web pages there with a substantial amount of information. I was also asked about my statement about the Bible and told that the Bible was an important work and suggested that I was downplaying it too much. Folks, when the Bible came into existence, about 600 years after Yeshua, Jesus, Father put in a lot of effort to help salvage as much of the fragments of writings as existed as possible. That is why there is a belief of supernatural involvement in the creation of the Bible. However, the texts that were assembled were fragments of writings by people, most of whom were not anointed, most of whom were not inspired, and most of whom were simply recording historical fact. The vast majority of the Bible is simply historical fact, and there's a bit of error in that historical fact, but most of it is true. That's it. The fact of the matter is, apart from a few selected passages in the Bible which are worth studying and reading in some detail, and most of which have been picked out to an endless degree by the church, the vast majority of the Bible is worth reading once or twice to see how anointed believers have interacted with the Almighty and with other people, and that's it. If you believe the Bible is the Word of God and without error, then you have to believe that the whole Bible was executed as a script, then you have to believe that David's adultery with Bathsheba was planned by the Almighty, that he had no control over it, that he was usurped by his son, dethroned, driven out of Jerusalem, his 10 concubines were raped on the roof of the palace in the full sight of the people, and you start believing that that's actually things that Father has done, that Father wanted to happen. It's not true, folks. Most of the Bible is not a useful reference work apart from the simple reality that it is possible to be filled with the Spirit of the Almighty and do mighty works. You are not being called on to take the jawbone of an ass and go and kill 1,000 people. You're not being called on to put your 13-year-old daughter in a field to play so that a man who's lost his wife can come and grab her and take her as his wife. The Bible is full of things that you don't want to be doing, that nobody should be wanting to be doing. It has limited validity, and putting it out there and telling people who've just come to believe that it's an important reference is not helpful. I've published 15 books recently, a year ago. They're available on the website. Volume 1 is a very useful compendium of key knowledge that any new believer or growing believer should know. I encourage you to go to the book page on the website and download the book, or download all of the books for that matter, but start with Volume 1. So today's broadcast, important insights that I have gained into various topics from day to day. This is a collection of short messages given to me by the Almighty with regard to various topics early in August 2014. I testify that these messages are accurate records of what I heard him say to me. I walked around with a notebook, and as he said these things to me, I wrote them down immediately. These messages were given in the weeks following a series of 7 3-day fasts seeking truth and seeking to draw closer to the Almighty. The Almighty, in the context of this collection of messages, and I plan to, you're willing to go through the whole collection over a period of the next few weeks, he said to me, "It's time to choose. Will you be my friend or my foe? There's no middle ground." He said that to me on the 6th of August, 2014. So, folks, key thing here is that what I'm going to share with you are really important snippets of information about the way Father thinks about the realities of the world we live in. And I want to stress to you that it is entirely within your grasp for you to come to a place where you can hear him as clearly as I was hearing him in August 2014. Subsequently, I was betrayed by my wife, had a massive spiritual collapse, lost a lot of anointing, and I've not been able to write with the same level of certainty and clarity that I had at that time. So a number of passages of what Father said to me on the 6th of August 2014, continuing, "Ultimately, the aim of this entire experiment is to find those who will make the sacrifices necessary to become my friends. Nothing is more important." He goes on to say, "A friend is one who is concerned about the well-being of the one they call friend and desires to treat that person as they would be treated. How do you choose to treat me? True friendship is about what you can give, not what you can get. What are you prepared to give me?" That's your 3 very concise, challenging statements. "The aim of this entire experiment is to find those who will make the sacrifices necessary to become my friends. Nothing is more important." Folks, to those of you listening right now, I want to challenge you. This is so important. The only reason we exist is to become friends of the Almighty Creator. If that is not what you are focused on in this life, when you die, you're going to realize that your life was a complete and utter waste of time. Do you want to spend the rest of eternity regretting your choices in this life? I think not. Father continued, "A true friend seeks to know all truth about the one whom they call friend and to help others to know that truth. Do you know the truth about me? Do you care in this age, I, Yah, am massively constrained by the rules of engagement in terms of what I can say and do, except through those true friends and true servants who will do the necessary work to know my will and proclaim it and action it. There is no greater love than that a man should lay down his life for his friend. Will you lay down your life for me? That's Yah. Technically, a martyr is one who lays down their life for me. That's Yah. Not necessarily in physical death, but also by sacrificing their comfort and well-being in favor of doing my will. Will you do all that it takes to serve me and love me as your friend, no matter what it costs you? Will you be a martyr for me by your way of living? Folks, so important to understand. Father can do nothing on earth except through us. It's up to you to get close to him. It's up to you to learn his will. It's up to you to pray his will into being on the earth. There is no script. There is no divine appointment. We're not puppets, folks. We're not just following some script that he's written in some perverse way. We are exercising our will second by second, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. And we are responsible for the mess we're in, and we are the only ones who can get us out of the mess. I urge you to take that by the neck and shake it and just take it on board. Father continued, my true friends take time to spend quality time with me daily and communicate with me and consult me constantly. Why believe? Well, because if you do not, you will find that when you die, you are forced to serve and worship Satan forever, or at least until the day the winner of the contest is adjudicated. Realize that serving Satan after you die could be a really horrible experience, particularly if you regard yourself as a good person. Imagine what it'll be like as an ancestor spirit or demon, knowing the truth about the lies you believed, and watching your loved ones making the same mistakes and believing the same lies that you believed, and being unable to do anything about it. It's so important to understand what's really going to happen to people when they die. If you have loved ones who are unbelievers or nominal believers, you might want to get a message to them to get them to change. For that matter, if you are not really actively seeking to serve Father, you need to change before you start worrying about other people. This world is such a mess. Will you help to change it? Father continued, imagine what it'll be like when you discover that you are irrevocably locked into the same dispensation that is behind the most barbaric and savage cultures on earth. If you're a good person when you die, you may find yourself secretly hoping that Satan will lose the contest so that you can be cast into the lake of fire and utterly consumed in a moment of torment and terror, rather than being a participant in the progressive degradation of the human race into utter depravity, barbarism, and perversion. And yet you will be powerless to do anything about it. Father says, the consequences of dying without a profound realization of my, that's yours, existence, and a deep, life-changing decision to serve me is too ghastly to contemplate if you take the trouble to really understand the truth about the world you live in. Imagine what it'll be like to be a demon, ancestor spirit, riding on your favorite grandchild and watching them participate in the same empty rituals and mouthing the same meaningless platitudes that you practiced during your life, and being unable to warn them of the terrible destiny that they are locking themselves into. I think that it's likely that everybody who's listening to this are believers, but you might want to make a note of this. You can go and download the broadcast in a day or so on the Relationship with Creator Radio website, and it'll be on the End Time Issue Ministries website in about a week with a transcript. And you might like to play this to your unbelieving friends or nominal believing friends. You might want to really take it to heart. Continuing, Father said, a person who reaches the end of their life as my true friend, one who has progressed from wise steward to good and faithful servant, to overcomer, and ultimately to friend, will receive rewards and authority of unimaginable splendor, including a high throne, status, and apparel that is far beyond anything that even the most powerful rulers on earth have ever dreamed of, let alone experience. Contrast this with the other extreme, an angry and depraved ancestor spirit or demon, desperately seeking favor in a kingdom where favor is a lesser level of torment and the right to exercise greater control and depravity over those less inclined to serve Satan and his most masterminds wholeheartedly. Do you really want to be part of a kingdom where the tortured murder of infants is regarded as one of the highest privileges of rank? The evidence is all around you if you have eyes to see. The choice is clear, a kingdom of beauty, love, chesed, and benign power, or a kingdom of atrocities and perversion, a kingdom that regards torture and tormented and protracted death of human sacrifices followed by cannibalism, preferably while the victim still lives, as the highest form of worship. Folks, it's so important to get a fix on just how evil the satanic realm is, and for people who are unbelievers or nominal believers to understand that they are in partnership with that. Father continued, it is time for those who still have some smattering of knowledge of me and my ways to stop playing games with Satan and start taking back this earth while there is still time. It is time for believers to stop marrying unbelievers and allowing their children to marry unbelievers. It is time to stop marrying those from Satan-worshipping cultures and to stop welcoming them into your homes, your cities, and your lands. It is time to stop acceding to satanic demands that you cast me, the Almighty, out of your schools, your halls of government, and your workplaces. It is time to publicly open the day with worship and prayer to me, whether in your places of education, your places of government, or your places of work. It is time to cast out those who will not comply instead of being cast out and secretively serving me behind locked doors. And if you cannot set apart that place of learning or government or work, then exit publicly and declare your reasons and gather together with those who will agree with you in those matters. For it is so that in the spirit, one true believer, free of sin, can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. And the power of true believers who choose to deal with all their sin and live in all truth is such that massive transformation is possible. Note the impact of Noah, Abram, Moshe, or Moses, Yeshua, Jesus, and Muhammad. You too can bring about radical reformation and renaissance if you will lay down your life and seek deep and enduring friendship with me. Folks, that's a powerful challenge. Will you accept the challenge or will you just carry on the way you've been carrying on? Father continued, if you believe it is time to assess exactly what you believe about me and then act accordingly. If you do not believe, it is time to assess exactly what you do believe and then act accordingly. There is no place for fence sitters. You are either for me, that's Yah, or by default, you are against me. Know this. If you choose to be a true friend, which means you deal with all sin and all error and do all that is required to ensure that your house is fully united behind you, the forces of darkness cannot touch you. But if you play games and continue to dabble in your favorite sins and errors in your divided house, the forces of darkness will tear you limb from limb and utterly destroy you. There has never been a time in all the history of man on earth where life above sin and total unity of your house has been more important. If you choose to serve me, Yah, understand that you are choosing a very straight, that's S-T-R-A-I-T, restricted, tight, difficult, and very narrow path leading to a very small door. Gird your loins and follow the example of the mighty set apart ones of previous generations. Folks, that's where the Bible is a relevant reference. It's just to see how people with great anointings have served Father in previous generations. Beyond that, there are a few bits and pieces that are helpful. There's other stuff to read. If you look on the website, there's a list of books which I recommend. Father continued, speaking about the word cult on the 7th of August 2014, as a general rule, those who use the word cult to describe others are operating in pride and unrighteous judgment. On the 8th of August, you are speaking about marriage mistakes. One of the ploys of the satanic realm is to get believers to marry unbelievers, get involved with unbelievers or weak believers who will hold them back or cause them to fall away totally. There is a Council of the Masterminds global government that tracks and reports on all significant believers and particularly those with visible anointing. Also on the 8th of August, Yah read the Inquisitions. The Inquisitions were perpetrated by believers, heavily demonized, but believers nonetheless, on believers. Yah on being led by him on the 9th of August 2014, it is vital to ask me open-ended questions that give me maximum latitude to guide you, because in this age I am massively constrained by the rules of engagement. Include questions like, what are the questions I should be asking you? And what are the questions I'm not thinking to ask you? I, Yah, want to partner with you in every part of your life. Give me, Yah, consent to do anything and everything I deem necessary to enable you to serve me to the absolute fullness of your potential. Ask me to teach you everything I want you to know. Once a person has been rejected by me, I no longer judge them or get involved in their lives in any way, and they're off limits to Satan. So they effectively freewheel through the rest of their lives doing what they do and getting what they get. Folks, these questions, these prayers are so, so important. Father can do nothing in your life. He can't teach you anything unless you give him permission, unless you ask him. What are the questions I should be asking you? What are the questions I'm not thinking to ask you? Father, I give you my consent to do anything and everything you deem necessary to enable me to serve you to the absolute fullness of my potential. Father, I ask you to teach me everything you want me to know. And then their prayers like, show me the level of my present deception and how to correct it. Lead me into all truth by your Spirit. Judge me severely and correct me harshly that I may serve you more perfectly. Father, teach me to be led by your Spirit every second of every day in every possible way. Father, help me to know your will and to do it. Help me to hear your voice and be instantly obedient. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory in relationship with you, in knowledge of you and your ways and your will and your kingdom, in the anointing of your Spirit, in humility, in emunah, that's trust and belief, faith, in harmony, in health and in finances, and so on and so forth. Give Father permission to act in your life, to lead you where he wants you to go. Continuing, on the 10th of August, Yah on avoiding sexual sin. A necessary requirement for avoiding sexual sin in all its forms is a strong, loving covenant relationship. Solitary celibacy almost never works. Yah on the outer darkness in heaven on the 10th of August 2014. The outer darkness is the trash heap of heaven, where those believers who did not materially change their lives after they accepted I exist go. The vast majority of believers today are headed for the outer darkness. Yah regarding sex, also on the 10th of August 2014. I created sex to be a beautiful and highly pleasurable way of joining a man and his woman together, but the satanic realm have twisted it into a horrible bit of perversion and pain. Yah on relationship with him, also on the 10th of August. It is those with deep relationship with me, not those with a deep relationship with the Bible, that have kept knowledge of me alive through the darkest times. Folks, one of the ironies is that people who don't believe and engage in fornication, etc., have really pleasurable sexual experiences, but the majority of believers, because of their stilted and dirty perception of sex, don't have good sex. And so a lot of believers fall away when they find an unbeliever of the other sex that leads them into a fulfilling sexual relationship. Father intended us to enjoy sexual lovemaking. few more passages from the 10th of August 2014, Yah, on being guided by him. I am constrained by the rules of engagement, and therefore I only find a way when a human being speaks that way into existence, on friendship. A true friend eliminates everything in their lives that is displeasing to me or getting in the way of their relationship with me. This particularly includes the people in their lives. A true friend will do just enough to sustain themselves and devote all remaining time to serving me. Regarding his fire, if I were to hearken to those who call on me for my fire, they would be instantly consumed because of the magnitude of their sin and their error. This is so important, folks, to understand. This generation is the most evil, corrupt, foul generation that has ever lived. Satan has tricked us into believing it's about being good when it's about being in relationship with Father, and then because you're in relationship with Father, being good. Seeking good without relationship with Father is a complete and utter waste of time in terms of the eternal consequences. Father wants us to be his friends. Anything less than that is a victory for Satan. I urge you, if you have not yet decided to become Yah's friend, take that decision today. Now, start praying it into existence. Start adjusting the way you live your life. Start fasting. Start praying. There's a huge amount of information on the website. Look at the page, Seven Components of Drawing Close to the Almighty. Father continues, there are considerably more than 6 billion satanic messengers or angels on earth, more than enough to monitor the behavior of all humans and all the demons on earth. Yah regarding extreme praise on the 11th of August 2014. Songs like Our God is an Awesome God eventually result in discouragement for many because they do not see any evidence of what they're singing, because in this age there will not be any dramatic manifestations of my power. Yah remains seeking to serve him. A man who seeks to serve me faithfully will only have sufficient provision if his woman or women are in perfect harmony, else they will struggle to survive and live in very straitened, difficult circumstances. Such a man cannot afford a wife who opposes him or half-heartedly supports him. She must be behind him 100%. Folks, it's important to understand this. Yes, Yah is an awesome, mighty one. He is the awesome, mighty one. But unless you've drawn really close to him, you can't see it. And so people sing the song. It sounds like a nice song, but it's meaningless. And eventually it turns people away. Also important to understand, Yah created men in particular to be in covenant union with a woman or woman. Without that, a man is not very effective. There's a lot of wrong teaching about men living on their own without a wife. Father commented to me, it is quite common for believers to practice witchcraft at some level, and this was in the context of an email that was sent to me by somebody querying the fact that there was a website by somebody who claimed to be a believer but was manifestly practicing witchcraft. There's just so much confusion, folks. On the 13th of August 2014, regarding demonic and satanic attacks on believers, demons are humans without bodies and therefore reliant on others for transport. They have the same limitations and abilities humans have, with the caveat that the more senior demons have learned the full extent of what can be done and have messengers to help them. As an aside, Yah is the most misunderstood and misrepresented being on earth today. Yah continues, The world is full of good, decent people who are headed to end up as demons. The vast majority of those who sing the song Sovereign by Michael Smith are singing it to Jesus, and this grieves me deeply, spoken by Yah. Folks, as we heard a couple of weeks ago, this song, The UK Blessing, or The Blessing, only 20% of the people singing that particular version were believers. Subsequently watched a performance of that song at a charismatic church in the United States, and Father said to me, only 50% of the people in that congregation are believers. The rest of them are worshipping Jesus. Folks, it's a huge problem. Also on the 14th of August, Yah regarding demons. As the number of demons has increased exponentially, the ability of the forces of darkness to counterfeit my things has also increased dramatically. So their false anointings, their false miracles, their demons in makeup to look like Yeshua, Jesus, appearing as Jesus to people. It's a huge mess. Father, also on the 14th of August, read the song, Never Let Me Go. It is not for me to never let you go. This is about choice, about free will. I will not hold anyone against their will. They must come voluntarily and stay voluntarily. I will never stop you going, but I will grieve. Yah, re his greatest joy. My greatest joy is that when someone chooses me above the things of the world, when that choice really costs them in tangible ways, be it loss, deprivation, physical suffering, your free will offering of yourself to me under adverse circumstances is my greatest joy. Folks, completely counter to the world system. If you will lay down your life and really make a really intense effort to serve Father, it's a huge blessing to him. He will be very grateful and he will certainly reward you. In conclusion for today, and I'll continue with this passage, you are willing, for the next few weeks, I pray that this has given you food for thought and hopefully some actions and decisions you can take right now. I also pray that you have been challenged to seek to hear Father Yah as closely as I heard him in August 2014. That is available to you. Folks, the only difference between you and me right now is that 27 years ago, I took a really strong decision to serve him and seek truth. And I've been on numerous fasts. I've spent 7 years, roughly, completely set apart, just serving him. In between that, I've worked and earned my living. You can do that too. It's not easy, but you can do it. You don't necessarily have to do the same level of sacrifice. If you engage with my website, www.endtimeissueministries.org, there is a huge amount of information. It's about 9,000 A4 pages of text. Answers to many of the questions that you're likely to ask. It's absolutely there for you to quickly draw close to Father if you make the decision that I'm talking about. If you pray the prayers that we prayed a few minutes ago, if you pray all the prayers that are on the prayer pages on the website in the radio program, apply the 7 components of drawing close to your document, do those rituals, do the cleansing. It's there for you. It's relatively well set out. Challenge you to do it. In closing, what is the state of your relationship with the Almighty Creator? I'd like to ask you to critically examine where you are relative to him. Do you talk to him constantly throughout the day and allow him to lead you in every possible way? Are you conscious of him at all times? Do you worship him at every opportunity? Do you count him your friend? Have you clearly and unambiguously heard him call you friend? If not, you are failing in your life purpose and will be bitterly disappointed when you die. If you're convicted to do something about this, I ask you to pray with me right now. Father Yah, I come to you. I recognize now that my life is a mess and that I'm nowhere near as clear to you, close to you, as I could be. I choose today to seek to become your friend. I ask you to bring the people you want into my life to help me do that. I ask you to take the people who are getting in the way of that out of my life. I ask you to open the doors that you want opened in my life. I ask you to close the doors that you want closed in my life. I ask you to show me what to read on James's website. I ask you to help me to put the 7 components document into practice. I ask you to show me when to fast and how to fast. Father, I want to become your friend. I choose right now to lay down my life for you, Lord, for you, Yah. I want to become your friend. Amen. There's so much more you can pray. There are prayers on the website, prayers in the, about 9 months ago, I did a series on prayers in this program. So to wrap up, five key documents, main menu, web pages, the Creator desires a deep personal relationship with you, seven components in drawing close to the Creator, recommended worship, the Creator's name is Yah, the eternally self-existing, where will you spend eternity, all available at www.endtimeissueministries.org. Transcripts of nearly all teachings in this series are available on the website at the bottom on the radio page. Recordings of nearly all of the teachings broadcast so far are available on the radio page, and they're all available at www.relationshipwithcreatorradio.com. Click on the show and then podcasts. Books constituting a compilation of most writings published since 1998 are available near the bottom of the menu at the compilation of most writings page and are physically available. I publish regular email articles. Email james@endtimeissueministries.org to be added to the list or to seek counsel or prayer or give me feedback. That's james@endtimeissueministries.org. Visit the website and use the Google search, article keyword cloud, table of contents, and article search to locate the information you're looking for. Folks, there's a wealth of information there, as I say. About 1,000 web pages, about 1,000 articles, running in total to about 9,000 A4 pages or letter size pages. Huge amount to help you move forward quickly. I urge you to go there. Email me, james@endtimeissueministries.org. I would be delighted to help you. In closing, thank you for listening. Please send me your questions on the W4CY webpage. I will answer them next broadcast. Please email me to join the mailing list at james@endtimeissueministries.org. If you decide to draw close to the Almighty, please let me know and we can connect by Skype, Zoom, email or telephone so that I can help you with your journey. I hope to connect with you again next week when we will continue to explore how to become a friend of the Creator. Work with me to make a way for Yeshua to return in victory at the end of the millennium and make his enemies his footstool. Folks, I really stress that. If you at some level have listened to this and take it seriously, please email me and let's start talking. I would be absolutely thrilled to guide you, to counsel you, to answer your questions and help you move forward at best possible speed. We really want to stress it is open to you no matter what your race, your color, your creed, your religion, your age, your gender, your financial position, your level of education. Father wants you to become his friend. You can take a choice, a decision tonight to become his friend and start the journey. And I'm here to help you. I really pray that you will do that. I'm here for you. Thank you so much. Good night. Father, I